Dr. Nutjob shut down all the machinery in the house, Birdie. No more meals appearing magically. If you want to eat, we're going to have to do it analog.
We should be helping Cyrus find Holiday.
No, we should be studying for a test, going to school.
You know what I mean. My mom said we're better together than apart.
But you're not together. You're broke. You have a big fat concussion.
Says who?
The beaker that smashed you in the face.
Shh. Do you hear that buzzing?
When someone gets a concussion, they sometimes hear...
Stop talking! It's not my brain. It's coming from behind that door.
I hear it too. Let's hope Dr. Whittier didn't send some crazy robot drone after us.
Brinley, don't you recognize it?
What are you doing? Don't open the door!
Ah! It's Hubby!
Hey, watch it! Why is he zooming all up in our faces? Come on, dude, a little space.
He's trying to tell us something.
Well, I don't speak hoverboard.
Well, I do, and I can tell you exactly what he's saying. He wants us to find Holiday.
There are others like Holiday?
Well, none exactly like her. The others I created, they were defective.
Defective? As in, they didn't work?
Not in the sense you mean, Monica. Their biological function was flawless, and so was their circuitry. They looked like us and acted like us.
But they are not us.
No, James, they are not. I imbued them each with a special skill and miraculous abilities. But there was a flaw in their programming.
What was wrong with them?
You see, while I created them to be something other than human, they were still meant to protect people, to care about people. And they weren't able to do that.
They had no conscience.
I suppose you could say that.
But Holiday does. She's one of the most caring people. She has a huge heart.
Perhaps that's because I raised her as my own and taught her the value of human life. The others, they only learned to respect one another.
Where are the others now?
I deactivated their systems and disposed of them.
You disposed of them?
If they were anything like Holiday.
I told you, Holiday is different.
But if they thought and felt like human beings...
They were machines. I built them.
Where?
Where what?
Where did you dispose of them?
I dumped them in the ocean where they'd never be found.
But they didn't stay there, did they, Dr. Whittier?
Cyrus!
Did you find Holiday?
No, she's gone. Answer the question, Doctor. Did the others stay where you dumped them?
They were deactivated. Nothing more than empty shells.
This drawing. Can you tell me who it is?
Where did you get that?
Holiday drew it. She saw the boy in that drawing in the swamp with Badger on Christmas Eve, before the explosion.
Do you recognize him, Dr. Whittier?
Adam.
You built him.
He was the first.
Then they are still functioning. There are more out there.
I heard stories. How they were continuing to foil Whittier Corp's missions.
The four.
JP, you gave them emotions, feelings, and then abandoned them at the bottom of the ocean.
They're not human, Monica.
But they think they are. And they know they were dumped like garbage by the man they believed to be their father. You're no better than Angelica Graves.
To have beings with those abilities walking around, they were a danger to society. I thought...
Cyrus, what do you know about this Adam?
He was in the swamp, and he wasn't alone. Dr. Whittier, was there one who could make herself invisible?
Camilla, she's not invisible, but she does have an ability to camouflage herself.
Why would a child need to camouflage herself?
The military uses
were... Of course. You must be very proud.
There was one more with them, a kid we know very well.
Badger. He's one of them.
Of course he is.
So where are they?
I wish I knew.
Do you hear that in the hallway?
Is that...
Hovey!
Get it away from me!
Holiday didn't take the hoverboard with her.
There you are.
Birdie, you shouldn't be out of bed.
For what it's worth, I tried to keep all three of your kids from running off, but...
Hovey can help us find Holiday. If he doesn't kill someone first...
I've never seen him like this.
Because he's trying to tell us Holiday is in trouble.
Mm. Where am I?
Hey, Holiday.
Badger? You! You kidnapped me! With those other kids!
We're not kids. And neither are you. Now that my memory is back, I finally remember who I am.
Well, that makes one of us. What is this place? Where did you take me?
This is my hut. It's not fancy, but I like it.
Your hut?
Mostly just where I like to hang, when we're not on missions.
Okay, what is going on here?
I can see how you're looking at the door, getting ready to run or fight. But everything's okay. You're safe with us.
Safe with the people who put a bag over my head and dragged me onto a boat to wherever I am now? I don't think so.
We're on an island in the Caribbean, and it's seriously okay. You're with me, and those other bots, they're our friends.
Bots?
It's just the word we use for ourselves. Adam says we might as well own it. Obviously, we're a lot more than your garden variety robots.
Obviously.
I know this is a lot for you. We were all created by Dr. Whittier. You were the last one he made. The first was Adam.
Adam.
He and Cam are dying to talk to you. Ready to meet your real family?